That we can meet together and know that our Redeemer lives. There's no question about it. God did not send his Savior to be the Savior of the world, only to let sin defeat him. Jesus rose from the grave. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning, we would love to show you how you can know Jesus personally and the power of his resurrection. Well, this morning is a great morning. We have several missionaries and mission agencies, both local and worldwide, with us. And so we don't want to take up too much time in announcements, so I've got two. Number one, if you would like to help with the trunk or treat, please see Autumn at the in the Welcome Center. She's got some jobs that she can give you, and she'll tell you what she needs help with. And then also the plant move for all the plants that are on the west side of the building, we're moving them over behind the shed this coming Saturday. If you would come help with that, we would appreciate that. And some of the plants we're not going to move, we're just going to say take home. So if you'd like to take a couple home, there might be an opportunity for that. So what we want to do right now is I'm going to open up the service in a word of prayer. And while I'm praying, I'm going to invite, ask all of those representing the missions that are with us this morning to come on up to the front. And you're going to introduce yourselves, and then when they're done, we're going to pray as a church for all of the missions agencies that are here. And I'm going to ask, Pete is going to close that time out in a word of prayer. And also this morning, we have some tracts that with Mission Sunday, we wanted to get these. These are hot off the presses. These are for you to take and give to people that you work with. You go to a restaurant, leave a really big tip, and in the middle of that really big tip, you put this track, and it's to show people, it says right on the front, how to know for sure that you are going to heaven. And then on the back, it's got information about our church. And so before you leave today, think about your part and what you can do to be a missionary right here in Kalamazoo and the surrounding areas by taking a track. They're at the Welcome Center as well. So let's open up the word of prayer. Father, I thank you for all that you do for us. I thank you that you love us. That this morning we know that our Redeemer lives because Jesus Christ was not held by sin and death, but you conquered the grave. And Lord, the purpose for every one of these missions agencies, every one of these local ministries as well that are here, it's first and foremost to let Jesus Christ be made known and be made great. And so, Lord, I thank you that this morning we can all confidently say that Jesus Christ is alive, and we want your name to be great, Lord. And so as we spend this time together, I pray that you would just give us a heart for the missions work that's taking place around us and, Lord, all over the world. And then, Lord, that we as a church would look at these things and say, what can we do to be more involved? And so, God, your will be done in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, if we can get all of our missionaries that are, missions agencies that are with us this morning to come on up here. All right, so come on here to the center. Let's take front and center stage. And Mike, since most people have met you, or maybe many here haven't, I'll let you go first. And when we're all done, Pete, you're going to say a word of prayer, okay? All right.
Well, it's good to be here, all the way from Magnolia, Arkansas. And it is a joy. My name is Mike Goodwin, and I am with Evangelistic International Ministry. And I'm going to try to talk really fast, which is really hard for somebody from Arkansas. So I've got 1 minute. So let me just tell you what we do. In Ephesians chapter 1, we realize that God has a plan and God has a purpose, and that is to have a people for the praise of His glory. And so what EIM does is we do global evangelism. We have preached the gospel in 28 countries over the last 16 years to over 1.5 million people, because there's no greater calling than the call of the gospel, so that men and women, boys and girls, can gather around the throne one day.
Of course, you all know me. I'm Joel Ritzema. I represent the Gideons International. We are in 198 countries and 98 different languages. We pass out the word there. About 1 million a week get handed out. We seriously need your prayer for the Gideon Bibles that are handed out. We seriously need your prayer for the United States, because they are not allowing us to hand out the Testaments hardly anymore in the United States, but foreign countries accept them. So please pray as 1 million get handed out on a weekly basis. Here in the United States, Kalamazoo, Michigan also, we just had Western, we handed out about 5,000. So please pray for that also.
Good morning, I'm Kathy Stoner. I'm the Executive Director of Alternatives, and we are a pro-life Christian organization in this community. Our mission is to promote the value of human life by serving the unborn and their families through the love of Jesus Christ. And how we do that is to provide services for free to the community. So pregnancy tests, ultrasound, clothing for mom and baby, STD testing or sexually transmitted infection screening. We do lots of education, parenting, and moms in training, which would be for childbirth preparation, as well as we're into the schools and other organizations teaching a willing to wait program. So we need your prayers. We use volunteers like you to participate with us, and we could really appreciate any time that you could share with us, and I'd love to get to know you at the table later, so thank you for having me.
Hi, my name's Kim Wegler, and I am the church coordinator for Wings of God. We are a nonprofit, faith-based transition home for women just getting out of prison, and these I have brought two residents with me. This is Deb, she's been with us for 8 months, and this is Tina, she's brand new, she's only been with us for 13 days. We teach these women how to transition into the world in a Christian-based home. So they do Bible studies, they go to church, they have people that like you that come in and help them do their makeup or help them to bring themselves back into society in a different way and change your way of thinking. So we just welcome anybody who wants to come out and visit us. We do tours once a month, and give you pizza, free lunch, and we look forward to talking to you out there in the front.
Good morning. My name is Carolyn Fagley, and this is my husband, Dave. We are members here at 12th Street. When the Allen family was here last month, they were asking for volunteers to go to Uganda. Dave and I are going to go next year in whatever capacity they need us, and they are with the Hope International Missions. So we want everyone's prayers, because this will be a first mission trip for us. But both of us feel like God called us.
Hi, my name is Frank McGinnis. This is my wife, Mae McGinnis. And can I be frank with you guys for a minute? That was a joke. Anyway, I'm from Bethany Christian Services. Thank you so much for having us. I don't actually do anything. I don't. I knock on the doors of the churches, and I call the churches, and then I let the Holy Spirit do what He does. Because I've realized that if God doesn't draw the people into these ministries and into this time of need and into this harvest, there's nothing we can do in terms of talking and trying to persuade anything. If the Holy Spirit has been pulling on you, calling you for the last couple of years to do something, whether it's with women, whether it's with the Gideons, whether it's with Worldwide Ministries or with us in foster care and adoption. It's going to be all that he does. And I was speaking to, where's the Gideon? He's not up here. Oh, my goodness. But he said this thing to me, and I told him I was going to say this on the stage today because it's so important. He said that the Lord, when he was on the earth, and I know this to be true because he commended some of the people for the things that he did. So like the woman at the well and the guy that was that he had healed, he said, you stay here. I'm just paraphrasing it. He said, you stay here and you tell what the Lord has done. And that to me is like him saying, well done while we're on the earth. So I don't do anything, but please know that God is here. The Lord is here through the work that you do, the work that Pastor Stout does, and the work that these missionaries do, and the work that we do here, just to like remind you that he may come back again to visit you. And if we do, you know, we want to be able to say, well done, 12th Street. You know, well done, church, and well done, Frank, because it's not what you've done. It's what the Holy Spirit has done through you. So I just wanted to say that. We're from Bethany Christian Services. I would love to talk to you as well. I'm going to go talk to you guys at the booth, and that's about it. So please pray for us. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Pete Pollard, and I am part of your missions committee. Marsha's here also, and Marsha and I will be in the center. We will be handing out these tracts. Please take 10, 20. We have plenty. We're going to print more, and please distribute those tracts and pray for them as well. Also, our World Missions organization could not be here today. They had so many other organized things on their schedule, but we do have their table still set up there, their audio Bibles, where you get one of these, fill it up with change, bring it in. That gets those audio Bibles out into the world. My wife will be behind that table afterwards, so if you want to get their brochure or get one of these boxes, please go by and pick up one of these boxes. And we just thank you for being part of this today. Please take the time. Go around, visit with these folks. I mean, their hearts are in this, you know, and I know that for sure. I've talked to each and every one of them, and this is such an opportunity for you to see what's available out there, and maybe something will turn in your hearts where you can ask God, what can I do to help missions, you know, and be part of the missions programs here through 12th Street Baptist Church. With that, let's go to the Lord with the word of prayer. Father God, we come to you right now, Lord. We humble ourselves before you, and we just thank you for your spirit. We just thank you that you're here among us today, and we know that you're with these folks here on this stage, and you've indwelled in each one of them a love for something that they're doing right now. And we thank you for them. We thank you for their participation. We thank you for them coming today and sharing with us and just helping us understand better what's available out there. Lord, you tell us to go and spread the word. And you give us that great commission, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that we know some of us can't necessarily physically go out, but some of us are going out through giving or maybe just spreading it through these tracts. But I pray, Lord, that you'll work on the hearts of us today so that we can ask you, what can we do? What can we do to be part of the missions through 12th Street Baptist Church? And I just pray that you'll lay on our hearts what you want us to do and how you want us to respond in that manner. Lord, we just ask you to be with the rest of this day in the service. We thank you for everything that you've provided for us already. We pray these things in your son's name. Amen.
I'm looking for the preacher man in charge of this here service.
He's open.
Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Well, it seems the big boss, Mr. Al Capone, had a dream the other night, and he was visited by the big boss. And he told the big boss that if he didn't change his ways, he was going to fry in hell's vat of hooch for all eternity. Shook the big boss up pretty good, you know. So in honor of the big boss, he's changing his ways. In appreciation of your dedication to your church, the big boss has sent me to personally invite yous, use ball and chain, and all you ankle biters to an all-expense paid trip to Chicago, which includes dinner at the newly named restaurant Tommy Guns, minus the Hooch Cafe, and also an overnight expense paid trip to one of the big boss's favorite hotel establishments. The only catch per the big boss is that you had to be back here to preach on Sunday. What you say? We's got a deal?
We got a deal.
Rats. I told the big boss the cops would think I was smuggling hooch across state line. Come on, Dow, we gotta disappear.
They told me Greg was gonna do that, and he's coming out with a Tommy gun, and I said, I hope he doesn't get shot. You know?
Let's stand together. We're gonna sing Mighty to Save.
And conquered the grave.
My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Display.
then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that we have to take up an offering, Lord. And Father, I just pray that you'll just be with each gift and each giver this morning, that we can see this offering that we are given back to you, Lord, to be used for your ministry. And we just ask that you'll just bless this time and this money. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, choir. The first time Jesus came, they did not accept him. They did not receive him. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And the next time he comes, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Children, you may be dismissed to children's church. Now, this morning is going to be very different Sunday preaching morning than you've ever heard, because I'm going to surprise Mike. And Mike, you're going to share the gospel with us for 5 minutes. All right? So you be ready when I call on you. All right? And for everybody else, we have a dinner following church, okay? And you're all invited to stay. And before we go to dinner, nobody leave at 5 till noon going, I'm going to get the best place in line. The dinner is locked until 12:25. Nobody can get into those doors. We have armed guards. Don't test them. They got more than a Tommy gun, okay? And so the idea is that we want everyone to take some time and go to each one of the tables that are out there. And just spend some time hearing about those ministries and praying while you're at that table, praying and saying, God, what do you want me to do? Can I do something for or with this ministry? And at the very least, every single one of us will be able to walk away saying, I know how to pray for this ministry. Okay? Following a great sermon on lifestyle evangelism, a family thought they better do something. And so they wanted to witness for Jesus with providing a great lifestyle. So they invited their neighbors to come over for dinner the following Friday night. When it came to the meal, the hostess, who was very aware that their neighbors upheld Christian standards in their home, but they didn't know Jesus, she wanted those neighbors to know Jesus. So the big thought was, when it comes time to pray, I want our 5-year-old to be able to witness to them. And so little Johnny was really nervous, but wanted to make sure that followed through the way that the family prayed. And Johnny said, you know what, I don't know what to say, but Dad, what can I do? And the dad said, here's what you can do, Johnny. Just repeat what you've heard me say, and I think you'll be fine. So Johnny said, all right. So they all bowed their heads, and Johnny said, this morning, Lord, I heard my dad say, oh, Lord, why do we have to host these awful people for dinner tonight? All right, folks, I want to tell you something about prayer. We've been talking about prayer for the last 4 weeks, and I'm very excited. Next Sunday morning, I'm preaching on how to pray for America during these elections. Amen. And if you're discouraged by our candidates, you know what? You have every right to be. But next Sunday, I'm really excited to preach on how to pray for America. And when it comes to missions, oftentimes the only thing we know how to pray for missions is God help them to be able to share the gospel. And you know what? That's pretty good, right? I mean, if that's all we prayed, that's pretty good. But you know, the Apostle Paul gave us some things that are very helpful. So turn to Romans chapter 15. Romans 15 in your Bibles. Romans 15 and verse 30. The Apostle Paul wrote through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He said this, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. And every single one of our missionaries that are here this morning, they would tell you, and they already have told us, pray for me. Pray for us. Pray for this mission. Now, what does it mean to strive together with? Okay, usually when you talk about strive, it's fighting against, right? When you strive together, it's kind of like a team of huskies that are pulling a sled. You get in the harness together, and you pull together. And here's what Paul wanted for this. For Romans isn't the only book of the Bible where he talks about praying with him about things and praying for him. And here in Romans, he's giving this idea. Get in the harness and pray with me. And pray for me. And here's what he says to pray. Verse 31. That I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. Okay? Number one, first thing, there's a blank in your bulletin. Safety. that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. Every single missions agency that we have represented here today could tell you stories about how the unbeliever tried to hinder the work. And safety is always something that we need to pray for. You say, oh, not the homegrown missions. They're good. They live in America. Look at the next verse, or next part of verse 31. And that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. See, the Apostle Paul was in a unique situation where he was the church killer who got saved, and now he's the church planter. And there are people in Jerusalem that are still skeptical of his work. And so here's what he prays, that the people in Jerusalem, the believers there, will cooperate with my ministry, that we'll be able to find some common ground. And you know what we need to pray for missionaries? Cooperation with other believers. We are so segregated in the way that we minister so often that we find a hard time coming into cooperation. And you know what? There's something so real about being cooperative with those who believe in Jesus the way that we believe in Jesus. Amen. Now, if someone doesn't believe that way, we have a whole different ball game. But those who believe in Jesus the way that we believe in Jesus, we got to pray for the missionaries that they can find cooperation with those people. Because when you're battling the world and battling the brother, you're fighting a fight that is almost unwinnable. Right. Third thing, look at what he says in verse 32. That I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Missionaries, those who serve the Lord in Christian work, they need to be refreshed. All right, I wasn't planning on this. I had no idea that Tommy Gunn was going to come in here. I'm blown away by your generosity. Thank you. Don't deserve it. I don't. But you know what? It's truly a blessing. And I thank you. 12th Street, you refresh my soul regularly. We need to be people that don't just refresh ourselves, but we help refresh the souls of missionaries, of those who are involved in the daily grind behind the scenes that don't get seen. The Apostle Paul prayed for that, and he says to the Romans here, he says, pray that we'll be refreshed. Turn over to Colossians chapter 4 real quickly. Colossians 4 and verse 3. In Colossians 4 and verse 3, he says this, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. In the book of Colossians, which we're studying on Wednesday nights, if you came on Wednesdays, this would mean something really special to you. Paul has been in jail. He's still in jail as he writes to the Colossians. And why is he in jail? He's there because he has been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the mystery of Christ. Here's the mystery of Christ, that God would choose to go outside of Israel to make a covenant with all peoples to bring them into his family, his fellowship. And so Paul prays that there would be open opportunities to preach. You see, just because someone has a ministry doesn't mean that they have opportunity. Ministry and opportunity to preach the gospel, sometimes when you're in a ministry, you search for those opportunities. Okay? Now, Mike, come and just share the gospel with us. Because I pray that Mike, I got to meet Mike, I thought it was sooner, but it was 3 years ago. It's been 3 years since we've had Mike here. The gospel, the mystery of Jesus Christ, is the most important work that any missionary, any work will ever do. And so, Mike, there's a microphone for you.
You may be here this morning wondering, why do I need Jesus? What is this all about? Well, the Bible's very clear on why we need Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, it says that we were dead in our trespasses and sin. You see, we're all dead in sin. We all have trespassed God's commands, God's law. We are dead. Death means separation. And we are all separated from God. He goes on to say that in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince and power of the air. You see, our very nature is a sin nature. We cannot help but sin. That is who we are. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms that in sin my mother conceived me. So we have all been born into sin. We take on the very sin nature. What we see around us with all the corruptness, with all the sinfulness, they are only living out what they know, and that is sin. And so that's why we are separated from a holy God, is because of the sin nature that is within us. He says that we follow the course of this world. He says, among whom we all once lived in the passion of our own flesh, carrying out the desires of the body. I would ask you today, is it easier to do bad or do good? See, I submit to you this morning, it's easier to do bad because of our very sin nature. So he goes on, he says, we carry out the very desires of our body. By nature, children of wrath. You see, here's a holy God, and here we are. And we are completely separated. We are children of wrath. The Bible says that we are bound in our sin, that we are separated. And so that sin has brought us under the wrath of God. It's unfortunate that the wrath of God means an eternity separated from God, not in some blissful state, but in a place called hell. So if you're here this morning and you have not come to faith in Christ, understand that you are under the wrath of God. But aren't you glad that he just didn't leave us with verse 3 in Ephesians chapter 2? Because the greatest words, two words in the Word of God to me are found in verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 2, where he says, but God. Amen. You see, those two words, he interrupted the course of history for each one of us, but God, being rich in mercy. You see, there is hope, folks. There's hope for you. Understand, God is here. You are here, separated for eternity. But what happened? But God stepped in. And God provided for us a way to have access back to a holy God. And that was through the death of Jesus Christ. He took your sins and my sins upon the cross of Calvary, and there he died. But he didn't stop there, because 3 days later, he came out of the grave. But understand that the cross now has become the bridge that allows us access back to a holy God. You don't have to stay in your sinful state. You can come to Jesus Christ. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I boast only in the cross of Calvary. This morning, you can boast in the cross of Calvary.
Don't you want that message to be preached all to the ends of the earth? It needs to be right there. Now, you might be sitting here going, yeah, but wherever God wants the gospel to be preached, it gets preached. I don't believe so. You know why? Because otherwise, why would Paul say, pray that doors will be open and that there will be opportunities? Amen. Why would Paul pray that if it's going to happen anyway? No, here's what happens, folks. Us praying for an open opportunity, God opens the door. Amen. And when we don't pray, I wonder how many times the opportunity is left unfulfilled and undone. Not because there's not a preacher ready to preach it, but because there's not a prayer for that door to be open. We look at missions as something that everybody else does, and we just support. I hope you fall in love with this idea. Your prayers open the opportunity for the missionary to preach. Look at verse 4 in Colossians 4. That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. The Apostle Paul, I mean, I'm looking at that and I'm going, what a great orator. A guy can preach the gospel. I mean, just like, and no notice at all, Mike was able to get up and just share the gospel. You know what Paul prays? Pray that I can be effective. Pray for effectiveness in communication. It's one thing to know the words to say. It's a whole other thing to know how to say them in the right in the right timing and in the right place. And even the Apostle Paul prayed for effectiveness in communication. I want us, 12th Street Baptist Church, to look at missions in a different way than we've ever looked at it before. Missions is not optional. The Great Commission wasn't for everybody else. The Great Commission is for us. Go into all the world. All right? Now I understand not every single one of us can go into all the world. But we as a church, we do go into all the world. And it starts in Jerusalem. It starts in Kalamazoo, in Portage, in Plainwell, in Vicksburg, in Pawpaw, in Mattawan. That's where it starts with us. And then it grows. And it goes to more regionally. And then the uttermost parts of the earth. I am so excited that we have two people from our church that have taken on this vision and said, I'm not just going to sit by and watch missions, I'm going to go and be part of missions. I'm so excited to have, we have two in our church, Joel Ritzma and Len Byrow, that are working with Gideon's. And put a lot of effort in, because the word of God, when it's preached, never returns void. Amen. You know what, 12th Street? Our prayers are needed in all of these works. So here's what we're going to do right now. I'm going to ask the missionaries to go to your stations that we asked you to go to. All right? And you're going to find the missionary closest to you. And you're going to surround that missionary with everybody that's closest to them. And we're going to pray over these missionaries. Because I don't want to preach this message and then you go home and forget about it. And all these missionaries who need your prayers. This isn't optional. They need it, because otherwise the opportunities aren't open. And that gospel that Mike just shared, it's not going to get to where it needs to go unless we pray. And so, if you're uncomfortable, you don't have to pray out loud, but I'm going to ask, church, get up. Let's surround these missionaries. And we're going to pray, and when we're done praying, we're going to go into the lobby, and we're going to spend some time fellowshipping with them, learning more about their ministries. And then we're going to go eat with them after 25 minutes, all right? But just take some turns praying around the missionaries right now, and let's ask for God to open those doors so his gospel can be preached. Thank you. As we unite these prayers together, we just call on you to answer. We thank you, God, that you called these ministries for your will, for your glory. And where Jesus is preached, your glory is seen. So, God, we do ask that you would provide the safety for our missionaries, that they would have cooperation from other believers, with other believers. That they would be refreshed, Lord, through their interaction with us and with the believers. And we pray, Lord, that the opportunities would be abundant. That, Lord, the gospel they preach would be made known and they would be effective in their communication for you. So now, Lord, continue to bless our fellowship and our time together. In Jesus' wonderful and precious name we pray. Amen.